welcome to the Boat Fest edition of ARG Presents. Look at this screaming crowd.
Thank you to both of you.
Yes, thank you very much. Your checks will clear after the show. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the second big year of Boat Fest, and we are honored and privileged to be allowed to perform in front of you here today. And I want to say that the show has been completely written and produced by the Brit. Give it up for everybody. Yeah. So if it sucks, boo this man out of the building.
All right. This year, Aaron, especially for Boat Fest, I did a little thing. We did ARG cards.
Right.
And I thought, how can I incorporate ARG cards?
Wait a minute. Are those relabeled old packs of those Elvis cards that you had in storage?
No, that would make them way more valuable.
Oh, okay.
These are specialized cards packaged by hand. With love.
Yeah.
And I thought, how can we incorporate this lovely bit of merchandise into the show?
Is this like an
infomercial?
Yeah.
I have the ARG cards wheel.
Oh, man.
Where we have all of the cards represented, and we're going to spin this bad boy. Oh, yeah, see?
Uh-huh. This is the thing you sent me at 3 a.m.
That's it.
Okay.
We're going to spin this bad boy, Aaron, and what it lands on, I have a special topic put together for all of them. So are you ready?
No, I have no notes or no idea.
Absolutely. Good. I'm glad you're ready. And we, Aaron, are first. Oh, look at this, Aaron.
Yeah.
This is the ARG Presents logo, or at least part of it.
Uh-huh.
From an Atari 2600 cart. Now, Aaron, the Atari name has went through a lot of transformations. It's definitely had good times and bad times.
Yeah.
Can you give me some things that you really enjoyed about Atari over the years?
Well, you know, it's a pretty broad topic.
Yeah,
but
I mean, something that pops out. Something
yeah, here's
that,
what I enjoyed.
You know what? This is what I remember
here's
about.
Here's the number one thing I enjoyed about Atari. Right? They were way, way better than Pong. That's what I enjoyed. Because
well,
when I was a little kid, I mean, don't get me wrong, Atari had Pong, but like, that's all we had. You played Pong, and then all of a sudden, someone was like, "Hey, look at this! It's combat."
Yeah.
And I grabbed the joystick and played combat. And I was like, man, that's pretty good.
Man, this is like Pong, but I can move around.
Yeah, I can see tanks, and then you can fight your buddy. And then they play, you know, here's Yara's Revenge. I'm like, oh my God.
Oh, yes. What a wonderful game.
The point of it is, that's the emergence of gaming from the dark ages into the light, into the shimmering light. And Atari provided. Now, then Atari fell over multiple times.
Yes.
But they kept rising back up, then falling down. Then it'd rise again. But listen, you got your Atari computers, the 8-bits. They're solid gold money. We all love them. They were on forever. Everybody loves the Atari. Then you got 2600 solid gold, right?
And yes.
Then the 5200, that's okay. 7800,
Echoes definitely were fading at this point.
Right, but then they came back strong. You know, 7800 is a pretty fun machine. It's old school, you know, but it's okay. But they rode their technology too long, you know.
Yes,
a lot of companies
absolutely
did.
They did.
Then they came back with the, you know, you had your Atari ST, you know, branch of computers. I would say successful at least at first. They're a mixed bag, you know, but they're fun. Then you had the JAG and the stuff with the Falcon, and then it was over.
What do you think about, because obviously...
You didn't ask for the complete history of Atari, right?
Yeah, no, not at all, actually. Now, what do you think of selling the Atari name over and over and over? Do you wish they would just let it die?
No, I mean, you got to make... It's never going to die. It's Atari. We're still talking about it.
That's it.
You know, so there you go. But yeah, they're made a comeback. I mean, sort of.
They
released two cards. Okay, I'm out now.
This is the official stop talking motion.
Is this where you just roll things and I'm going to talk about them?
No. Oh, Aaron. I know none of us have a history of the Master System.
I do.
But what do you think? Let's talk a little bit about box art.
Okay.
Aaron, the box art for those games, possibly the worst of all time. The white background with grid and child hand drawn images.
What's the best one? Was it Karate Champ or whatever? Just at the foot.
The foot, yes.
Black belt.
Black belt. That's
Isn't
it.
Isn't there one where the guy's holding his own head? That's the wrestling one.
Now. Throughout time, box art, you know, has had some of its epic highs and some of its dizzying lows.
Yeah.
How much did the box, in modern gaming, box doesn't matter, right? Because you can just go and go on websites, see the moving images, play the, you know, the videos, everything like that. But back in the day, the box art really sold the game. Yeah. How much was it an influence on you before you bought something?
Well, a lot. Because you got to remember, in the old days, the box art was basically the graphics for the game. Because when you played the game, the graphics were just... Yes. Now there was nothing there. Like the Odyssey 2 is a perfect example.
It gave you a place to put your imagination, and you kind of went from there.
I will say, though, the Master System's grid gimmick,
yes,
it's not the worst.
Yes, it is.
No, hold on, because it does give the system a sort of unity, a uniformity. Because now, not every game
but
stuck in the grid format.
It says something very bad about your system. It says, you suck.
Well, no. Maybe by that, that's not what it says.
It does.
Because the Master System has some good games. Because when you have games that are really good, you can put crap. Their games are so good that we're not even going to tease your imagination with the graphics.
How often
just load it up, jerk. That's the way they look bad.
How often did you ever buy a game going, man, the box art's so bad, the game's got to be great?
Well, I mean, it's a valid point there. You know, to be honest, though, remember back in the old days, they came in like Ziploc bags. So I'd say those are worse.
Well, we're not going that far back, Aaron. So box art, very important. Do you miss box art? Do you miss?
Well, I pirated everything, so I missed all the box art.
I mean, walking around a store, because I mean, it's not the same. You don't get those big beefy boxes anymore.
That's all gone now.
Yeah,
it's over. Why are we here?
Wow. Okay.
I'm gonna cry.
Good point. Thanks, Aaron. Thanks for the dread.
Pick something less depressing on the wheel.
Well, you're here, so I can't.
What?
All right. Oh. Oh,
What is that?
You didn't see anything.
What was that?
Now, Aaron.
Did you cheat?
No.
That's a picture of me headlocking you.
This is an
that
old...
That was off the Master System cover, right? Yeah. That's where they got the idea.
This is an old picture, Aaron, of you and me way back in the day. And I'll have to say that we have definitely had our gaming rivalries throughout time.
Man, I was going balling back then.
You
That's
were.
A real bummer.
Well, you know, you're old. What were some of your epic rivalries in gaming? It doesn't have to be between you and me. Just in general, what were some things that stood out to you? You were like, man, the back and forth of that was awesome.
Well, I did like a lot of argue because it was always fun to win.
Yes. Well, yeah. In my youth, you actually you absolutely won.
That's why I got most of my victories. That's what I liked it because get them young, that before they're mind and their reflexes have kicked in, you get a chance. That's what I do. When I beat you for the street ownership of the Street Fighter 2 cartridge, that's some of my all-time favorite things. Then the dance I did afterwards, right in front of your face as you wept.
Do you remember why we even had that battle for the cart?
Because we were both selfish jerks?
No.
Oh.
No, because I wanted you to play with me so bad, and you wouldn't.
Well, hold on a second. This is the same kid I'd be in my room, and I'd hear Britt go, ow, Mom, Aaron hit me. And I'd be like, she'd come in there to punish me. I'm going to get you. So don't act like, don't try to get these people like a baby face. You're the classic heel.
Sounds like you should have played more games with
me.
Now, Aaron, I had a ton of arcade rivalries, especially when I was super young. I've told some of these stories before. I'd walk into an arcade, I'd be playing Street Fighter, and everyone would play and play and play. I was really good. That was a game I really picked up on. And we had two arcades in the mall, and they would all just leave the arcade and go to the other arcade.
Yeah.
Well, I'll just mosey on down and beat them there.
You know, I don't remember this happening.
Well, yeah, but it's because you weren't around. You were failing at college at this time.
Hey! I wasn't failing, I just wasn't going.
Well, fair enough. Did you have any of those type of epic battles in the arcade, maybe for a high score, against someone you didn't know? It was just all names on a chart or faceless people in the crowd.
I used to go to arcades where you could drink in them and stuff. I mean, back before that was a thing.
Right.
And smoke in them. And so you didn't want to have an epic rivalry in these arcades. You wanted to make sure everything was good and friendly because an epic rivalry could get you beat down by Trucker Joe.
See, that's I weep for you, Aaron, because
you played at a truck stop.
Yeah, well, that's my point. I met a couple of nice truckers from that.
Listen.
That wanted to play Mortal Kombat 2 with me. I it's sad.
How old were you at the truck stop?
16, 17.
All right,
what? You know,
it was getting creepy.
I moseyed in at 12.
Like I was 14.
Made some friends.
The truckers were friendly to
me. It was just go a little bit like.
Are you manipulating the wheel?
No, you didn't see nothing. Now, Aaron, this is a lovely portrait of you.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm a good looking man.
Well, so we talked about some of your rivalries in gaming.
Yeah.
Do you have any personal connection with gaming? Something where you were a part of creating something or a part of making something successful?
No.
Oh, well, that's going to be a short topic.
I mean, we're at the convention.
Well, there you go. BoFest counts.
So that's sort of, I mean, I was only remotely responsible for it, but still, I feel like
you contributed something. Well done.
Thank you.
Is there?
I don't understand the question either.
Well, we'll talk about me later. This is about this segment's about
That'll
you.
Keep the crowd.
I want you. What it was okay. If you had no influence on gaming, and you had no great part in gaming.
I don't.
Was there at least a gaming moment
that
meant everything to you?
Oh, boy. Well, it's usually when I do something that I'm stunned I was able to pull off.
Okay, what's one of those?
I've mentioned this before. There's this, we played like this F-19 on the Amiga, and I landed the plane. I was so happy. I mean, I literally jumped up and roared. That time we were playing at 3DO Game Boat, I did all the cool wrestling moves. That was cool. So really, two times. This is the two times. It happens so rare. When I beat you for that cartridge, that was pretty good. Can we backtrack to that?
So your epic moments in gaming were being basically competent.
Well, yeah. Yeah, come to
All right,
of
well, I guess we're just going to spin this again then.
You already didn't think this through.
Oh, my God. I thought you had something.
That's like me saying, what's your basic? What was the high point of your life? You know, you don't know.
Oh, okay.
What is that?
Oh, Lordy. And this is a ARG Presents based off of the Nintendo Black Box.
All right.
And we're
what
not
does
gonna
that mean?
We're not the Black Box here is the very beginning of when they were putting out cards.
Okay.
They all came in black box. It was great stuff.
Yeah, I know.
It was far better than the grid pattern that happened on the Mega Drive.
So what's that do with that?
So I'm not gonna actually talk about the Nintendo cards. I wanna talk about something else that Nintendo did. That, I mean, I guess a lot of companies did, but I think Nintendo pushed it farther than anyone else. It's peripherals, Aaron. Things that you sold that go with your console that you might see four or five games for, and then they're just complete dust in the wind.
Yeah,
I'm talking.
NES was good at the bad peripherals.
I'm talking about Rob the Robot.
Yeah.
I'm talking about Power Glove.
Yeah.
I'm talking about third party stuff, even the old Rock and Roller.
What about that stupid floor mat that you had to run
the
on?
Power Pad, of course. Peripherals in gaming. Is there anything that you remember getting or wanting that you couldn't wait to get a hold of, and then you got it and it sucked?
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah. I didn't even have any. I thought the Power Glove was going
to
be kind of cool.
You don't have to. It's not limited to Nintendo.
No, I'm just saying.
Across
I thought that was really cool.
Now the Power Glove was hideous.
But I mean, it looked cool on TV.
It did look.
And then when you got one, I was like, man, this is unusable. What is this thing?
I'll have to say, Aaron, that I was the most disappointed
when
I got the Power Glove.
Yeah.
And I expected to rent Mike Tyson. And I was going to be throwing punches with little Mac, and I was just going to be scoring all day and all night, and it was not. It was garbage. And I take that disappointment even way much, much farther to the Wii, right? Because when the Wii, with their controller, the Wii, and they had their controllers, and it promised Sword and Shield games, Aaron. One of my most desired things of all time is to have a nice Sword and Shield game where I can block and I can swing, and it one-to-one action. And they did a lot better with the add-on to the controller, but the initial controller release was so disappointing for me because it didn't track one-to-one. It just tracked where you started, where you ended, and it sliced in between. So can you think of any peripherals that just destroyed your expectations like that?
It was good for bowling. I will say that. I'll look for that.
Yeah, yeah. It was good for bowling.
Remember those Banshee cards that came out? They were like after the NVIDIA 3D cards that came out, you had to hook your old card to.
Yes.
The Banshees kind of mushed them together.
Yes.
You know? I got one, and it came with San Francisco Rush.
Oh, yeah, it's a great game.
Yeah, well, this thing, I remember paying all this money for this sucker, and I got it in there. I'm like, man, this is crap.
Yeah.
This is crap.
Yeah.
And when you dump a bunch of cash on something, it
hurts.
My buddy Wes, we used to go to these computer shows, and they would always have these 3D glasses. They've been pitching these things forever. They never have gotten them right. And they were like, look, you can play Doom on these. They were showing them. And we got those things home, and they were just two little TVs, and they sucked. And we never used those things. Also, remember those joysticks? Just remember those joysticks where there's no base? You just hold it up and go like this. I don't mean a Wii remote.
Nope.
I just mean a joystick.
Yes.
You know? And they're like, look at this. Total freedom. Those are garbage. Try to throw a fireball at that thing. You're like, you know.
Were there any peripherals that blew your mind, were exactly what you were expecting?
Not really.
Multi-tap.
Well, I mean, that's not mind-blowing.
I didn't say it was mind-blowing.
Some minds are easier blowing than others.
I said it worked. Someone in chat mentioned the Odyssey 2 voice pack.
I never had one of those.
But the U-Force. I love that.
No,
that was garbage.
Also dreadful, the U-Force. Now, Aaron.
What is that?
This is a scratch and win card, Aaron. Or okay. A scratch and play, I should say.
I don't know where this is going.
If you have a pack of ARG cards, you actually have scratch-off areas, and you try to win. You try to get the high score.
Okay.
But this particular piece is of Yeti. And
oh, yeah.
Aaron, we discovered Yeti many moons ago, right? And it was an awesome game.
And we
really enjoyed it. We really enjoyed playing it. We talk about it a lot because it was something that no one would have found. No one would have known about if we didn't bring it from the dead.
Well, I don't know about that.
Were there any,
a lot of credit.
Were there any other games, Aaron, that you've played, that you've experienced through ARG, doing ARG Presents, that you were like, man, this was lost to time, but now it's found?
Well, the two French ones on the video pack come to mind. Those were a lot of fun. You know, we've done so many obscure titles.
You know, I have a recent one.
Yeah.
Diamond Mine.
Yeah, that one's real good.
And I can't, I know, I mean, it has its issues, but I had so much fun playing that.
I can't remember.
You know what's bad is I can't offhand either, but it was so much fun.
Yeah.
And finding those type of games has always been exciting with the show. But back in the day, Aaron, did you ever pull a game off the shelf or download one and not knowing what to expect and just get blown away by it?
Most of the time, I would spend like 400 hours downloading that 30-disc game and then put it in for about 1 minute and be like, it's crap. That was like,
yes.
You know, that happened a lot. Yeah. If I'm trying to think of games, I didn't have a lot of games on the shelf. You know, I'm trying to think here of something that really blew my mind. One Must Fall, 2097.
Well, you took too long.
I hate this game.
I'm just gonna.
So every time you screw up, you just beamed Jason Ward.
Nah, he liked it. And
is that true?
This is a logo based off the Odyssey 2.
Yeah.
Now the Odyssey 2.
I was just trying to talk about
that. We both thoroughly enjoyed in our youth.
Yeah. That's all we
did. And we had a game, Quest for the Rings.
Yeah.
That used a keyboard overlay.
Yeah.
Right. So I want to take just a moment. Let's talk about overlays in gaming. Keyboard overlays for gaming. Fairly rare because you had to have a membrane keyboard to really make it work. You've also got stuff like the Intellivision that had the slide ins, or even screen overlays like for the Vectrex.
Yeah,
were there any games where the experience was enhanced or basically undoable otherwise without a nice overlay?
Well,
Viva La Raza.
Yeah, Quest of the Rings is one.
Yes, absolutely.
In fact, all of the master games on the Odyssey 2, you had to have the overlay to be fun.
Yes.
I'll tell you another one. If you played it, the Intellivision baseball and football. You know, especially baseball because you had to pick your positional players with the different numbers on the pad.
Yes.
You know, there's plenty of Jaguar games where if you don't have it, it's a problem. You know, and the Jaguar, you don't often get the overlay on those things.
That's right.
It's a pain. Overlays were kind of a good idea, but kind of not.
Do you miss them? I mean, do you think that there will ever be a time again? Especially, I mean, since we have screens that are so small now, yeah, if they're going to do something like that, they're just going to put it on a screen.
That's right. I mean, you know, the Amico that they were going to come out with? Remember, you had the controls over a cell phone?
Yes.
That is as horrible as a Hindenburg-like disaster as that was.
Yes.
The idea of having, like, an intelligent-type controller that you could, like, basically reprogram the pictures under the number pads on the fly.
Yes.
That'd be cool. You know, somebody needs to make that for the Intellivision. That'd be awesome. I guess that's really pushing it, though.
Did you ever see an overlay for a game that maybe you didn't have the game for, and you're like, oh, man.
No.
Like,
I don't recall a bunch of really rousing art on the overlay. I'll be honest.
Disagree. I think some of them were very good.
The overlays you need for the keyboard to play all the flight simulators and stuff, those are important.
Oh, like, gosh. Those are a different kind of nightmare. We're completely offline, by the way.
What are you doing?
Nothing. Nothing. Not doing anything. You guys didn't see nothing. Oh!
I'm like, no one picked it up. We'll be sweeping these up later.
And the next piece we've got here, yeah, is based off of Happy Coding's version of Shay Maxima's Of Us.
You just reminded me of something.
All right.
Make sure to check out Frodo's charity stream this week. Frodo NL. Go ahead.
Not remembering.
Yeah. It occurred to me. Yeah, what about it? Shay's Maxim.
Now, there has been a huge resurgence of ZX Spectrum games.
Yeah.
That have really pushed what I well beyond what I thought the system was ever capable of.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I'll have to say, I continue to be impressed by some of the things that they are able to pull off on that system.
Yeah.
Are there any other systems that you would love to see that have that kind of resurgence?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, if you had to pick one, what would it be?
I've always wanted to see. The potential, the fully unlocked potential of the Jaguar. That's always the first one that comes to mind because it had a lot of power that was I always heard was never fully even close to being utilized. So the Jaguar, and you feel bad for that kind of crummy system. You know, if you're a big Jag fan, I apologize, but I mean, it's tough. Tough to be a big Jag.
Yeah.
We were back there playing four-player NBA. I mean, just to play a game that they released, you have to go through a bunch of ritualistic joystick maneuvers, try to get the thing so you don't screw it up.
Yes.
You know, it's like the system that they bossed from Jump Street. I'd like to see someone get in there and utilize the chipset in that to see what they can do with it. That'd be kind of fun. And there are others. I mean, I think every system, there are very few systems where they've rang out the last drops of the power that they can do.
Do you think that they've pretty much pushed the Spectrum to past its breaking point?
No. After with the game we just played, I can't. The one with the hot chick, that had the guns. You
but
know.
You don't think that's the. I mean, for me personally, I think that is as far as the Spectrum can go.
I
would love to be proven wrong, but that game had. So many things going for it.
Yeah, but I think that game could be improved, and I think there's other things you can do. But I mean, the art and stuff, the Spectrum is like the way it displays imagery and stuff. It's very stylized, and it's perfect for just that machine. Like, no other machine looks like that or has the same feel as that. And so what that does is gives you a little bit of artistic maneuverability.
Yes.
And with the play within the realm of what it's capable of.
You know what I would love to see?
I don't know.
The Thompson MO5, I wish that was pushed more.
Why?
Because I think there's a lot of potential. By the way, that's what Yeti was on.
Right.
And I think that system has potential. It has a wonderful color palette that I would love to see explored in greater depth.
Okay.
And to my understanding, to my recollection, the homebrew scene for that particular computer is non-existent.
I can't remember on that one. How many you got left on here? Two.
What, you got somewhere to be?
Well,
you got somewhere to be?
You never show me the pieces.
Don't get a no. Let's just put it that way. All right, Aaron, we have...
What is this?
A little thing of...
Oh, Coco.
The TRS-80.
Yeah.
Now, Aaron, we both enjoyed the TRS-80.
That's right.
More than we probably ever could have under normal circumstances. And do you know what that is?
I don't know what that even means.
It was because we had loads and loads of games through piracy.
Yeah, all of them.
This was a special time of piracy. This was not you jump on your computer and you download the latest files.
That's
this was
true.
Back in the sneaker net era where you go over to somebody's house and you take a load of floppies and you copy them up.
Yeah.
Do you miss that scene? Do you miss the human interaction when you're trading software? Or are you kind of glad it's done for?
Well, I had some of that human interaction this weekend, actually. So it's not dead. Bootlegging is alive and well, you know. And so do I miss it? And, I, you know, there, it is funny. I used to go to my – there was an older guy named Larry.
Yes.
He gave me some Amigas. I knew his son, but I got really into – me and his dad became good friends. He was a big Amiga guy, and he also loved fractals. So we'd use his Amiga, and he had a bunch of PCs. He would just have them displaying fractals on the screen while we were there. Yeah, and he played Pink Floyd while we were copying software, you know. And so we would just sit back and chill and just copy. And we'd copy stuff, and you get a bunch of stuff. But it was a cool, chill atmosphere, you know. That's what I think of when I think of that stuff. Then I went to copy parties at Captain D's, where it's just like a bunch of young idiots just throwing discs around. You know, that's kind of fun. But now, you know, I don't miss the pain in the butt it is to go get all the floppies, to buy the floppies, all that hole punch into the floppies.
Yeah.
I got real tired of that after a while. So, yeah, I don't miss that.
Back in the TRS-80 days, we weren't even the ones setting all that stuff up. We were far too young.
Yeah. I copied cassettes with people back then.
That was all orchestrated through, I guess, mostly our parents.
Yeah.
And more specifically, our father.
Thank you, Dad, for facilitating my piracy.
And it was one of those things where you just wake up, or you would either get taken to someone's house,
because
he took us to a couple people's houses, or at least me, or you just wake up and there'd be a bundle of new games just sitting there, and you'd be like, okay. It was like the game fairy came in the night and sprinkled its little love all over our systems. Good times. I really... Man,
you can take a childhood memory and just make it sound weird.
Now, we've got one more piece on here. Let me help the wheel a little bit. It's me.
Oh, God.
Now, Aaron, unlike you, who has no connection to gaming, no real link to help push things along, I have done several things in gaming.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not going to go...
You're not going to go into your level.
I'm not going to go over the Battlezone level that I had published professionally and made money off of. I'm not going to milk that anymore, Aaron.
Yeah,
but what I am going to do...
Run dry.
What I am going to do is mention all the times I was in gaming tournaments. And... I've been in plenty of gaming tournaments.
Yeah.
And did good in some, not so good in others. Were you ever a part of any gaming tournaments? And if so, how well did you do in them?
You mean like live video game
What else are you going to do?
I don't know. I've been in like board game tournaments. It's
No, Aaron. We're talking about video games. See, we're a video game show.
I'm in one right now, brother. If Graham Vepke would stop crunching my scores back here, I'd have a chance.
So,
it's killing me. Yes, you, Graham.
Outside of your current situation, I'm talking about in your youth.
I don't think that was a thing back in those days.
Really?
No. Like, what game are you going to play in a tournament?
Tetris. Any fighting game.
Well, fighting is... you got to think that stuff was popular when I was, like, out of high school.
Wait, would you stop playing games when you left high school?
No, I went to college. I got jobs and stuff.
We've already established during this show that you didn't go to college.
Tell us about your tournaments.
No,
I don't have any tournaments. I know where you're building up to. Tell us how great you did at tournaments.
I
remember the time I was world champion of Tetris.
Do you remember going to... I know there's one that you participated in. I'm sure you did.
No!
When Hills would run like... high score tournaments on like Star Fox where you played for 3 minutes. You didn't join any of those or anything?
Star Fox? No!
You're disappointing, Aaron.
I'm sorry. I can't just make it up. All I remember the time was at Hills. I did great in that Star Fox tournament.
I'm a
wizard at the Super Nintendo.
I honestly thought that you would have been in some tournament.
How did you do at the Star Fox tournament, Brent?
Very poorly.
Hills went out of business when I was like 8.
Anyway, that's unfortunate.
Tournaments didn't pay off.
That's unfortunate. Do you enjoy the tournament you're in now?
Well, I'll tell you later. I didn't do so well in a tournament. See, I just participated in.
Doing well and enjoying the tournament enjoy are two separate things.
I do enjoy them, yes. Like last year when we did timber and stuff, that was fun. I enjoyed that.
Good. I'm glad that you enjoyed that, Aaron.
And so that's the whole segment? You're not going to talk about your own tournament experience?
Well,
you don't have any, do you?
Aaron, you were there when I was at a couple tournaments.
Video game one?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, the one time.
Well, that was the one time you were there.
Are you going to mention that one, or are you going to leave them hanging where we just talk about not being in tournament?
I won a tournament, and my prize was never given to me, and it sucked. And it was run by GamePro.
Yeah.
It was run by GamePro Magazine when they were actually.
What were they going to give you?
I was supposed to get a trophy.
Yeah.
A set of games and money.
And what did you get? Did you get nothing?
I think I got nothing.
Well, good for GamePro.
There you go, Aaron.
What a bummer way to end the show right
now,
there.
Now, Aaron, you know what's not a bummer?
I don't.
Retro Rewind.
That's true.
And Retro Rewind is here today with us, Aaron.
Yeah.
And even though he is mangled.
He's not mangled.
I've seen him limping around, dragging his injured arm behind him.
Yeah, that's true.
But when he gets in front of something he needs to repair,
yeah.
it's like Superman taking off his glasses. He gets the power and in he goes.
Except he keeps his glasses on.
Well, yeah, because otherwise he couldn't see.
Yeah.
he has fixed up so much stuff just at the con today.
Yeah.
And have you been over his shoulder? Have you watched him work?
Have you seen
him directing his troops and getting everything?
I've seen that. He's directing one troop all over the place.
If someone needed his services, Aaron, if someone needed his rescue, where would they go?
His rescue?
Yeah, if they...
They'd go to RetroRewind.ca.
That's right, Aaron.
Or BoatFest.
Well,
there's the two places you can go.
If you're going to come to BoatFest, I'd get on the old horse and ride here pretty quick. But RetroRewind.ca, Aaron, it's always open.
Frank, what's the next big thing you're going to after this?
World of Retro Computers.
World of Retro Computers.
That will be a town in Kitchener, Ontario.
Oh, man. Never heard of it.
Never heard of it.
What,
so you're not going to be a little Retro Rewind groupie and follow them up there?
When you live in Hurt, you think you're going to Kitchener? I don't think so, brother.
But if you need help, RetroRewind.ca will get you there.
That's right. Are you going to spin the wheel for next week, the Brent?
I believe.
You can, because you get all your crap in there.
Reseed the wheel, right?
No. We're not doing that.
It looks like, Aaron, next week...
You're making something up. How about let the audience pick something?
All right, audience, pick something.
Here you go, everybody. This is your chance. The first person that says the most cunning thing they can think of right now, and we'll do it. No, I said cunning.
Games about fruit.
There it is. Well done.
Was that Hat Chad?
That was Hat Chad.
He's in the cheap seats.
I'm going to guess he saw the banana sitting beside him, mixed with Frank's response.
Yeah.
Put them together, bam, there you go.
I forgot. So Frank did get what he wanted. Sort of. Very good. Can we go now?
We can go now.
Let's say goodbye to all the crowd. Bye, everybody in the crowd. Woo! Thanks for coming out. Brent, any final thoughts before we take this thing to the house?
Nope.
Are you going to say hi to anybody at home?
No.
All right, fair enough.
She's here.
Well, say hi to her.
Hi, sweetheart.
There you go. He's waving a boat. All right, everybody.